Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for being here today. Jam Bar is our sponsor. If you're cutting down on processed foods, but still crave delicious snacks, and who doesn't? You're going to love organic Jam Bar Energy Bars. They're locally made, real food bars, and they're sold at stores including Whole Foods, Safeway, and Nugget Markets. Widely available. Go get yourself some Jam Bars. Jam Bar! Okay, listen. I apologize. Taylor and Travis are everywhere. It's all anyone's talking about. People are even saying that they're, I'm not interested. Meanwhile, the internet's breaking. So here is more fallout from the engagement of the century. Oh, yeah. We should have our little special noise that you created for us yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not going to turn on your camera. Engagement
of the century. There really are no details on the wedding. However, sources are saying the wedding's going to be casual. Just a small ceremony with family and friends. No word on when it will happen. Vegas is setting the before or after date as July the 4th. And why not? Who doesn't want a 4th of July wedding?
I was thinking about, because I've had experience, a little experience now, witnessing the Taylor craze. Mm-hmm. And I know you pretty well. And you have something in common with her, which is the never stopping thinking of all the things you can think of. Except I know you sleep better than anyone I know as well. So I was actually trying to figure out, do you think Taylor ever sleeps with the way she thinks of every and hides Easter eggs and stuff that isn't even a thing? Like, right. This is your, you know, wedding announcement or your engagement announcement. You don't need to Easter egg that, but she does.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way she's... hits out to radio stations, you're welcome to use this, but don't do that and don't do this. And you think,
let that be her people and not something that she's worried about.
I asked that question of someone who would know, and the person who knows said, this is her, man. This is that's who she is. She has people to ask, please get this done, but she is behind all of it. And so I just was thinking,
her wish is their command.
She must never sleep.
She looks so well rested.
Yeah,
though.
She does not have bags.
I do think that I like to think that she's a happy person. I mean, she's been through some stuff. I mean, even like, didn't her mom just survive cancer a few years back? I mean, she's, you know, like any life, there's some rain that falls in it.
Sure.
But I would think that she's also exhausted. That tour, she probably slept pretty great. She worked. She doesn't have downtime during a day. If she's not working out, she's performing. If she's not performing, she's recording. If she's not recording, she's traveling. All these things that are completely exhausting. And I think if Taylor Swift was having trouble sleeping, that she would ask one of the million people around her, like, I'm having trouble sleeping. And they would be like, well, we're going to get you a sleep study, or we're going to, you know, you've got time for this.
I
hope that she does sleep. I hope that she can find peace, because I think
she's
that's
tireless.
Sleeping
that's
well
all.
Is.
I'm just saying, like, to have that much going spinning in your head at all times,
right?
Even over just trying to share your joy with your engagement announcement.
Yeah.
But only use this picture one time and don't get your logo anywhere near it.
No.
Like, what?
No writing on it.
She might be a cyborg.
Maybe. Could be.
She might have an off switch. She may hit a point every day. And as you grow older, and she's only 34, 35, whatever she is, 35. I feel like you find things that work for you for the things that you know you need. Like, the older you get, the more you realize sleep is actually super important to, like, your brain function and everything else. And I bet she I'm just guessing, but I bet she prioritizes that and has her methods. And maybe that's why she busts her ass all day long and never stops, never stopping.
She's an impressive lady.
She really is. Because if she's not sleeping, I'm even more impressed. How on earth would she do it?
Well, I'd feel bad for her because honestly, turn it off. You know, yeah, we've all had that brain thing where you're just like, are you kidding?
Do you think it's why people like who are 80 years old, like the Rolling Stones, still tour? They're just like, I can't just sit around. I can't just
well,
be at
I
home.
Believe that for bored. Them. Yeah, that's yes. If you're a musician and you've spent your career touring,
this is what I do.
It's just how it is. And right. I think the rooms close in on you when you're home.
My cousin Brad has ALS. And so he's getting people.
So
are,
sorry, Brad.
I know. Brad, he's actually just an amazing person. And so he has been almost every day. There's some he's at a Red Sox game or he's at, you know, whatever it is. So the picture that the video that was circulating the other day was they took him to the Who. And I was like, the Who?
What?
The Who were on tour right now. Yes.
I didn't know they were on tour.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Brad. It's a shot of the stage and there's Roger Daltrey just really sounding all his ages. And
oh, he didn't sound good.
Well, he just, you know, it's a live show. Okay. He was definitely going for all the notes.
And
putting
missing.
On a show.
Got it.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
And
you
then,
did.
You know, you turn it and the crowd's going crazy. And there's Brad just like, Brad loves music so much. Like, he's the guy who is, you even still, he's just always, he just loves it. He loves it. He's like, he goes to John every night when we were on vacation with him. He'd like wheel him, he'd get his wheelchair into position in front of the fireplace and the keyboard's right there and the guitar. And he'd just start looking around like, when does the jam start?
Oh.
Yeah. Just could not wait for it. Just singing. Oh.
I'm glad to hear he's packing it in. I'm sad that he
is,
has to pack it in, but.
Oh my God. It's so friggin' tragic.
Yeah. Don't waste your days.
Don't waste your days, everybody. You don't know how many you're going to get. Back to trailer, as Lil Wayne calls them. Lil Wayne just happened to be playing Kansas City the night of the big announcement, and he took a moment during the show to congratulate Trailer, which is...
That's the official...
I don't know.
...joint.
Sure.
Lil Wayne's the best. He's a good dude. I like him.
He's a good dude.
Good dude. I did an interview.
Oh, that's what you said?
Yeah, we did an interview with him once. He was super nice. I liked him a lot.
I like him too.
Is he the year or is that Lil
no.
John? That's Lil John.
I guess the guy who
okay.
was having a real okay. problem with the cough syrup for a while there, like going into seizures and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I wouldn't have been able to tell you which Lil it was.
But he's also a guy, not to just talk about his drug problem. He's also a guy who apparently does not write down the lyrics to his music when he goes into the studio. He gets the beat loud in his headphones and knows what he wants, where he's starting and where he's ending.
He just spits them out.
Goes.
Wow.
Which is, to me, I don't believe him.
Oh.
Like, that's how hard to me that seems. Like. Right. I realize anything you practice, you can get good at, even that thing that you go... That's impossible. Mm. If someone really puts their energy into it, they'll figure it out and get it down. But to just sit there with nothing in the studio while people are staring at you and just...
I can do this.
Get a song done? What?
I know. It does seem impossible, doesn't it? But
yeah.
People do those rap battles all the time, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but they're not recording it for the, you know, to be right. released for every person to be going... I heard him say,
I rhymed, with duh. Anyway, Lil Wayne.
All right.
Just happened to be in Kansas City and congratulated Trailer. There are food-related businesses that are offering engagement deals. For instance, DoorDash is offering 13% off. I think we all know why. And that's until 11:59 p.m. tonight. And Papa John's is offering a deal if your name is Taylor or Travis. I guess you somehow have to prove that.
What in the hell?
And you have to want Papa John's. Travis's mom, Donna Kelsey, changed her Facebook cover photo to kitty pictures of the two of them. And it's adorable. They both look about, I don't know, seven. And so it's Taylor like leaning up against a tree. She's just little, but you can see her in it. It's so cute. And then Travis has this goofy little kid grin on his face. And adorable. I'm sure she's so happy. It does seem like she and Taylor get along.
I mostly don't care about the relationship. Like, she's a phenom. She makes great records.
Yeah.
She breaks records all over the place with everything she does. But I did enjoy the moment during that podcast where she's like, he shows up with friendship bracelets. No plan, doesn't reach out to us, just shows up and thinks he's going to get in because he knows the guy that runs the elevator.
Yeah.
And she's going, who is this guy? And I thought, that's fun. There he is, just a dopey dude.
Oh,
thinking,
I really like her.
I'm going to shoot my shot. And there she is going, who the hell is this guy?
Who does he think he is?
Well, I bet she, if I don't know if anyone's asked her this, I bet she didn't know who he was. Before.
Right. Well, I don't think she was a
You'd have like a to be football a football fan thing, right? And you'd have to have some idea.
Right. But it was the podcast that, because he was talking about how he didn't get to meet her, and they say that's how he got on her radar. Like, people went, oh, listen to this guy. Oh, he's talking about, and she listened and was charmed.
Oh, boy.
Her people reached out to his people. The people, they make it happen. Actually, if he had gone the route of contacting her people, and I'll bet you it would have been awkward, and they maybe wouldn't have gotten together. Maybe he did it exactly the right way.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying is I think it's a funny sort of meet cute or whatever they call it in a movie. Right. Like that
like a
is
a missed connection that turns into a whole thing.
Her curiosity about this dope who shows up with a friendship bracelet is kind of cute.
It's
that's
adorable.
That's of the thing I saw, I thought, oh, that's pretty neat.
Later today, I don't have time for it now. I have the percentages of Americans who do not care about this. I have an actual hard number. It's a lie. They're all lying, but I'll do that for you next hour. What do you got coming up, Vin?
So everybody says they don't care and you believe they're all lying.
Yes.
Okay.
That is what I believe.
You lying liars are lying.
Yeah, you're lying.
You care and you, and okay, fast facts after these, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. Video reels, pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. The $7,500 federal tax credit expires soon, and Frontier Ford has over 100 Mach-Es in stock for you to choose from. Oh. They're ready for you to go in, get a great deal on an all-electric. The Mach-E is what I'm driving. I love this car. I love it.
Mm.
I think you will, too. Visit Frontier Ford in Santa Clara and grab yours today. Labor Day weekend is ahead of us. Like, now's the time. Go get a great deal.
Yeah.
Over 100 Mach-Es waiting for you to
drive one away.
Yep.
You'll love it. You gush over that car.
I love that car. I really do.
Yeah.
Going electric is a change. Yep. So there's certainly something to get used to, but I have enjoyed it. And the car itself is the best reason.
Mm.
You know, the actual driving experience and the lack of gas stations
heavy.
And the lack of oil change. The oil change is one of the things that drives me like, oh, that again.
Like, it really is kind of miraculous how little maintenance there is to do on an electric car.
Oh, and
yes.
Frontier Ford has a great service department. So when you do have to do that, you can go to them. All right. So another nice day ahead.
Great.
You might see some morning clouds. Actually, we've already got blue skies overhead here, but you'll see plenty of sunshine today and highs in the 80s. Bay Area
Sounds
highs.
Perfect.
80s. Yep, another great day. Yesterday was just the blue water. It was warm.
I'm always so happy for you when you get a...
I know. It really changes everything for me. And then I'm so much more like happy about life, and it just changes the way I look at everything, really. I'm a much better dad, all the stuff.
You got a little you time in.
Mm-hmm. There's an Apple event. It's coming. September 9th. I hope you've been saving your money. Please. You're going to need to save your money for this.
That's new how it
phones,
works, you guys.
New watches, new... Who knows? We'll find out on September 9th. That's the big launch.
I'm looking to get a new phone and looking at the new one. It's weird. Every time they have an Apple event, there's always an article like, don't get it this year. Wait for the next one. It's like...
Nah, just get
well,
the
they're all,
get one.
You know, yeah. Out
what
there
number just... are we on right? I think I have a 14.
I believe mine is from last year, or the current phone before they launched the new one, and I think I have a 16.
Wow.
The small 16 Pro.
Oh, okay.
And it works good. I'm happy with it.
I know. It used to be like you felt like there were so many advancements, you'd have to get the next one. But now it's like, I'll just play with this one until it dies.
Unless you trash your screen, there's no reason to switch until you've trashed your screen. Or it's truly showing like...
Right. The wear and tear of 3 years, which is sort of sad that something that costs that much is like you can kind of expect to get 3 years out of an iPhone. Or whatever phone you're
unless
rocking.
You have that one fall.
Right.
The unforgivable fall. The one where, oh no,
that's
even
the
with
end.
The case, it didn't live.
And you can't get to the Apple store fast enough. Like, oh my God.
Well.
I can't live without my phone. Please, someone, please help me.
What's the most useless job that people are paid for? Someone asked the internet this. What's the most useless job that people are paid for? Of course, influencer made the list. This is any content online that people are paid to promote to their followers. Actual ads, hidden ads, demonstrations, and reviews are part of this.
Yeah.
You know, they're working an angle where they say, I'll positively review your insert whatever
right. If
you send that to me for free. Hey. If someone's got 20 million followers, might be worth it.
Definitely. Especially if they give you a positive review.
The well, that's the thing. I think you're already locked into a positive. That's the problem with these reviews. Of course they gave it a good review.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy who does the surfboard reviews online, and he has figured out, just like the American Idol judges used to say, you know what's great about you? Even though that person just stunk the whole stage up and everyone knows
I'm going to find something positive.
The judges figured out, I don't want them booing me. That's Steven Tyler. I'm doing Steven Tyler right now.
Nobody boos me.
I'm going to just tell everybody they're great.
It's like he's in the studio.
Yeah.
I don't want no trouble.
That's pretty good. Give me a little dream on.
I can't, but I remember watching just a moment of that and going, what are these people doing? That's not judging. That is kissing ass of someone who just sucked out loud.
Yep.
Stunk up the stage.
That was great about Simon Cowell. He just, well, that was awful. You go, you know what? He's right.
That's how he made his name. And then he has also since become, well, I'm a celebrity. I want to be loved. I don't want no trouble either. Anyway. Someone asked the internet, what's the most useless job that people are paid for? Influencing is one of them.
Okay.
Remember, they're out there trying to make their buck.
They're trying to influence you.
And live the dream
mm-hmm.
of not working, but working.
Yes. And I will say that I don't even like the way this thing is titled, because honestly, if you are working, I feel there's honor in that. Like that's, you know, you should be occupied.
Well, yeah. The other day,
I don't want to diminish what someone's doing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'll give you an example of something I don't like. I don't care about the reviews thing. I can kind of tell when it feels like, oh, this person's spinning, working hard to not say, this thing sucks.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You can kind of tell. My kid, we were waiting for something by ourselves in the car, and I handed her the YouTube and was like, just watch this. I'm going to read. We'll be done in 10 minutes.
Right.
And I'm hearing the video she's watching, and it is this family, and they're going to make over their kid's room.
Oh.
Okay, so the lady is like, I'm going to make over my kid's room. We used AI to help design it. They're going to get a swimming pool, a slide into the swimming pool, a secret room, blah, 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 on and on. And I'm listening.
How big is this room?
I'm not watching it. I'm listening to it. But I'm listening to my kid listen to these parents.
Mm, those seem like pretty good parents.
Who are building the most.
The fantasy bedroom.
Wonderful bedroom in the history of bedrooms. And I'm like, those mother bleepers.
They're giving me a bad name.
Well, they're giving every parent the business when they do this. So you're putting it online that you're going to completely remodel your entire home so your kids have the most dreamlike space ever. And I was like, give me that.
They're going to hire a lifeguard too?
I don't know. But I mean, I just like, that's the kind of thing where you go, I get it. They got people watching. That's what they're trying to do. But do we want our kids to see that so that we are now the parents that won't give them a pool in their bedroom?
No. The best you can possibly hope for is a secret room.
Yeah.
And that's a smaller door in the closet door.
Or the closet. Secret room.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I see. Don't even bother with the smaller door.
No, it's just a closet. Right. Like, that's your secret room. You go in there, shut the door. I don't know where you are.
So secret.
I just thought, this sucks, man. If you're not watching what your kids are watching on YouTube, they're watching stuff like that. Mm. And you look like
a loser.
Well, you're a shabby parent for not, you know, going all out for their bedroom.
Why are you so mean to me? I don't have any of these things that these other kids have. Their parents must love them so much more. You don't love me.
What colors do you want? And the kid just starts going, purple, blue, pink. And like sitting there going, oh, they're just going to do anything these kids say. What the?
Yeah.
Anyway,
really funny.
It's not that funny. It's actually funny. Awful that parents are on the other end of, you suck because these kids got a pool in their bedroom. Mm. Never giving you YouTube again, ever. Reaction videos. Another useless job that people are paid for. Apparently, they say, or even reaction videos of reaction videos.
Oh, so this is where they're playing the video in the background and you watch the person have the reaction?
I guess. Not all these people are paid for this content, but some are. If you have a big enough following on social media, you would want to...
They're these two, they're like brothers and they... I think they're... Aren't there two black kids who are like huge at this? And they're so funny. Like they were on a list of like some of the highest paid people on the internet. It was a couple years ago, but I remember, and it was like one of the first times I ever saw this like reaction video. I think one of them was like, they go, oh, this person's trying to show you how to, a new way to eat a banana that's more efficient. And the guy just picks up the banana and starts peeling it. He's like, how about that?
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with that. Or they watch, okay, now I'm understanding what you're saying. Or they'll watch someone doing something utterly idiotic.
Right, the hack.
And then they go back to the guy and he's just straight face like, what the hell?
Right.
And then another video of another stupid thing. You never seen these?
Yeah, I have. I watched reaction video. There's a chef that I watch that he, you know, there's all these videos about making something, you know, quick and at home and stuff. And he sits and just critiques the heck out of it. And just like, yeah, that's going to taste terrible.
There you go.
That's the worst thing you could do with that piece of meat. And it's, yeah, I watch those all the time.
Oh, well, you are into cooking.
Yeah.
Someone asked the internet, what's the most useless job that people are paid for? Reaction videos or reaction videos of reaction videos, influencing, multi-level marketing.
What does that mean?
A lot of people think they're running their own business, but for many MLMs ending up standing up for most lose money. Oh. Not to mention friends. We get tired of being pitched products. Oh, okay. Well, I certainly, Bon Jovi Brown the other day.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Millie Bon Jovi Brown.
It said something about
Millie Brown Jovi.
Yeah. it said something about her, and I went, oh, I'll click on it and see what she's up to. I'm getting ready for the final season, right? Any minute now. And it's just her selling some clothes.
Yeah, yep.
I went, oh.
I mean, she's wearing them, and she looks cute in them. But so is that like multi-level marketing? Is that so she's
well, she's running her own business, thing. Obviously, right?
But and I think it is like her design collaboration, either or maybe she owns that company. Who knows?
I see a lot of it because it's very popular in West Virginia because there's not a lot of jobs. But it's always like weight loss stuff, you know, just things like that. And you get the DM, and it's like, hey, you know what? It's like,
I use this thing.
You're and fat. Hey,
oh,
help me. Buy some stuff. Here, I'll help you get not fat.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll help you get not fat.
I'll help you get unalive.
Telemarketers are on the list. They put the most useless job that people are paid for, politicians. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I do understand there are a lot of crooked ones, but you know, these are how laws are written and how things get done. I could live without a lot of it being force-fed down my throat at all times of every day on Facebook. But that said, someone's got to do those jobs. Someone's got to be there. And someone's got to fight the people that are doing things that you don't agree with.
Yes.
You need a counterpoint.
You do.
So someone's got to do that. I don't want to, though.
Yeah.
How about you?
No, I have no interest in that. I get very depressed when I think about the government.
Life coaches.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not against.
Sometimes.
If someone gets a life coach and they truly find themselves getting better, a better life from it,
right?
You can't knock that.
Right.
But to become a life coach, often I find myself going, well, let's see what this person's accomplished in their life. And that's when you go.
Right. Oh, they're doing this because they can't get any other job.
Yeah, I've known a few life coaches, and they were messes of human beings. Yeah. And
you know who I'm talking about, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's a lot of them. But I'm thinking of someone specifically.
No, we're talking about someone specific.
But still, it is that thing where you go, oh.
Let me tell you how to make the thing I couldn't make work.
Right. Okay. I'll give you some money for that, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's a subscription? Okay.
Bathroom attendance is also on the list. Aww. That's an olden days thing. That hardly ever.
I like them.
No, you don't.
I also feel like that's, you know, there's someone who's like, I need a job. I'll do this.
Yeah. Well, I also think that is something that used to be appreciated in a previous generation.
Mm-hmm.
I think our parents probably were used to that and didn't think anything of it. I walk into the bathroom and go, there's a guy hanging around. I don't know, I just want to, if you...
I got to handle myself here.
I just want to go to the bathroom, wash my hands, and be on my way.
Yeah, if they have mints and all kinds of good stuff.
That have had poo water sprayed all over them.
Poo water? Who's spraying that?
The toilets every time they flush.
Stop it.
What do you mean stop it?
Back in the day, they used to have grits, too. So if you needed a grit, you could smoke.
You mean a cigarette?
A ciggy. Yeah. Oh. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm like, grits? What,
there's a lot of us.
Like a pile of grits?
A lot delicious. Of us called cigarettes grits.
And then they had that. Yeah, that was always nice. I don't know. I feel for the guy doing the job. I'm always like happy to give them a tip, and I'm happy to see them in there.
I feel like these days you're screwed if you're a bathroom attendant. I don't have a dollar on me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's an old-timey thing. It's not.
Yeah. The last time I saw a bathroom attendant was at Bimbo's, where they always had one.
Yeah.
But I haven't been there in a while, and I don't know that I can't understand how that could still be a thing, because honestly, isn't that where they're making their money, is on the tips? Like, I bought the mints, I put out the moisturizers, I'll hand you a towel, I assume, clean up any mess you've made in there. Like, I mean, I'm
attending.
Here's
a grit for you.
Sure, okay. Squirt a perfume, I don't know. And then now I'm like, oh, thanks for everything. Sorry, I don't have any cash. Bye.
You can Venmo me. Oh, great.
I don't really want to. It's okay.
Cigarettes are such a funny thing. At parties, you know, the person that walks up to you and goes, you got a grit for me? No. Even if one's hanging out of your mouth. No.
Yeah, these are my.
I don't.
Cigarettes.
Why do I always got to be the one that supplies the person who just does it for fun?
Yeah. Yeah, I smoke OPs.
Or they come up to go, can I buy a cigarette from you? Like,
no.
I'm not going to sell you a cigarette.
No. You can have one. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what ends up happening.
That's why if you're a smoker, you know to bring a party pack. At least one party. Because these days, everybody, you know. And also, it's funny because I will share a vape with someone if I know them pretty well. Like, and you let me hit your vape sometimes or whatever. But man, when somebody asks you, can I hit your vape? I'm like, no.
That happens a lot?
Yes.
Let me get a rip off that?
Yeah, let me take a rip off that. It happened so much while I was in there were 25 family members and friends at all times at this house in Martha's Vineyard. And I just started sneaking off to smoke because I'm like, I don't want to pull this out because everyone goes, oh, can I have any of that? Like, I don't want all your stuff.
Maybe because
trying to not get COVID on this
I've trip. Had to quit. That's why. But I don't know why people toy with addiction like that. You're flirting
because they're drinking.
You're flirting with it, though, in such a way that makes no sense. Like, why? What are you getting off one rip off of her vape? I don't get it.
Well, if you don't smoke all the time, you get a head rush.
You're already S-faced.
And now you've got a head rush, too.
Okay.
I don't know. Why does anybody smoke? You just
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I was 14 and thought, that's what
that seems cool.
My mom has told me not to do, so I'm all in. Mm. That's why.
Maybe mom should try. You guys should smoke. You guys should start smoking.
No, that didn't work either because I had a girlfriend whose mom bought her cartons.
Oh.
And we were teenagers. Here's your carton. Make it last. There won't be any more.
Until I buy you your next carton.
Well, do you remember that kid that his parents caught him smoking and made him smoke the whole pack or something like that?
Yeah, that's like that urban legend, right?
I don't know.
That never happened to me, but I tried to hide
I've heard that. People are like, oh, now you have to smoke the whole thing. Or they make you eat cigarettes and then you...
Ugh.
Yeah, and then you barf and you can't handle cigarettes anymore. Don't do this.
I don't know how we ended up on Siggy's, but anyway. Oh, from the bathroom attendant. Mm. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Yeah, they're engaged. Do you care? Or are you just hiding it?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.